The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This one go.
Today we're talking cheating, fame, and drugs with Wendy Williams, Ben Affleck spilling the tea about his days with J-Lo, and we're getting wild with Raven Simone and Jerry Springer.
You know what you're getting yourself into.
Yes! It is Friday, and when are we ready to party?
Yeah.
Morgan is off, so please welcome Raven Simone to the show.
So excited, you guys. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, this is fun.
I'm so excited.
She's like, I wake up at 6:30 normally every day, so she's like full of energy, ready to go. I love it.
Why not get the party started? You know, the picture that you guys showed was my 33rd birthday.
Oh, nice.
Oh my goodness, I was on my tush that whole night. On my tush.
That's a good party.
It was a good party.
That's a good party. All right. Well, let's get right to the drama, you guys. Wendy Williams. Okay, so she is the executive producer on a new movie that's all about her life. She's going there. She is going to talk about the drugs, the fame, the cheating. The Lifetime biopic is out January 30th, and we got a sneak peek at the moment Wendy confronts her cheating husband. Watch.
You're so goddamn boring.
I'm boring.
Mm-hmm.
You're boring. You're arrogant. Everything I do, I'm doing for you. I'm out on these streets. I'm protecting you. Everybody got a hit on you because you want to out every rapper from Diddy, Meth, all these people because you're calling them out. You got a coke habit, but I'm boring. I just wanted to have some fun.
Yeah, if you ever cheat on me again, Kevin, I swear. And I promise you, you will lose me.
Sorry. I took him back. But I would never love him the same.
Ooh. This is looking good.
It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be the bomb.
It's gonna be so good.
And as a producer on this movie, you know Wendy was there every step of the way to make sure that Lifetime and that actress got it right. And for me, Wendy has the longest memory in history. So she is putting every single detail in this movie.
Yeah, and I appreciate that because she tries to get everybody else's tea. Now we get to get all her tea and she's not hiding, and I appreciate that.
100%. I do too, and I think she had to, right? Because of who she is and how, like you said, she does spill everybody else's business and does it comfortably and has made a good coin in doing so.
Exactly.
So I think it's like, okay, here's my payback to society for giving me the spot that I've gotten, you know?
Yeah.
So Wendy, of course, as you probably know, was married to Kevin Hunter for 21 years before filing for divorce. She finally left him after she learned he fathered a child with another woman. Do you think she would have kept forgiving him if it hadn't got to a point where a child was coming into the picture?
Look, I think everybody has their limits in a relationship. I think when it comes to money, people have their limits. When it comes to fidelity, people have their limits. And I think a lot of people turn a blind eye to certain things. But I think in this case, it was about respect. And it was very disrespectful for Kevin to do that to Wendy and make it so public and so blatant.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I think if we had an understanding, I can look past infidelity.
Right. You're hiding my drug habit, I'll hide your infidelity.
Child.
You know, it's like, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
But don't have the girl living 9 miles away from my house, pregnant, driving my Ferraris, and in the passenger seat of the Rolls Royce that I afforded you.
Because you know
that is disrespectful.
Not hiding it anymore. It's like they had an understanding, where it's, again, like, you hide my stuff, I'll hide yours, but if you're going to start to make it public, then I can't. You can't take me down with you.
You can't. It's that money. It's that entitlement. He thought he could do anything he wanted to do, and she would accept it, but she found the courage within herself. You know, there is that little piece within the female that we feel like we won't get anything better, or we need to keep this, or, you know, we can't advocate for ourselves, and she grew some and said bye, which you have to appreciate. But 100%. Yeah, it is about that. You have to set your boundaries of what you're okay with in a relationship at the get.
Done.
Yeah. Oh, I cannot wait to see that biopic.
Okay, so there's the biopic, yeah. And on the same day, there is a Wendy Williams documentary.
Yes.
And I watched it already.
Oh, nice.
And that is where the real tea comes
really?
Through. Really? That is every single thing. Wendy, I think you're right. Wendy is like, look, I've gone after everybody. I've set everyone else's tea. So let me not give you the tea bag. I'm going to give you the tea box.
I want the whole box,
let me give you the
honey.
Leaf. I'm going to give you the leaf on this one.
And on top of all that, our very own Justin sat down with Wendy just the other day.
For 25 minutes.
We are going to have like a big, huge interview.
And
soon
I heard she doesn't
Daily
hold
Pop.
Back.
Oh, girl, I said, hey, Wendy, how are you? She was like, well, F my husband. I was like, yes. All right.
She knows what to do. She knows what to do.
She yeah. knows what time it is.
That's going to be a good one. Okay, stay tuned for that. We'll give you all the details soon. Okay, Ben Affleck is opening up about his ex, Jennifer Lopez, and is taking us back to those crazy Bennifer days. Remember how huge these two were? Well, in a new interview with the Hollywood Reporter's Award Chatter podcast, Ben's talking about what it was like to date J-Lo and just how rough things got.
People were so mean about her, sexist, racist, you know, ugly, vicious was written about her in ways that if you wrote it now, you would literally be fired for saying those things you said. Now it's like she's lionized for the work she did, where she came from, what she accomplished, as well as she should be.
Mm. Wow. Okay, so, stand up for your woman.
I know.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, you want that old thing back.
Yeah.
It sounds like now that you're not with Jennifer Garner, that you may want the La Lopez back again.
Oh, no, come on. Don't go down that road.
Listen,
they have been friends ever since they broke up. They've always been respectful of each other. They've always, like, there's like a lot of exes in your life that you want the best for them, and they are great people. It just didn't work out between you two, and I just feel like that's truly what they were. I think they loved each other. They have a caring for each other. I don't think there's any flames that are still burning.
I know, probably not on J-Lo's side. Yeah. I mean, he's single. You can always reminisce when you're single about who was good, what happened when. But I appreciate him standing up for her.
I know. Yeah. You know, I don't think it was the paparazzi that broke them up and all of the whirlwind. I think Ben's people and Ben realized that he was becoming Mrs. Jennifer Lopez with the tan and the tone and the yachts and, you know, on all these things. He had sold himself to Hollywood as this Bostonian who went to baseball games and wrote Good Will Hunting. And now all of a sudden he was looking like he had got a spray tan up in Miami. I feel like his people were like, look, we cannot go down this road. This is going to ruin your career. And I just think that's why they broke up.
I disagree. I think it was both of them together. I mean, listen, you have J-Lo, a massive brand. You have Ben Affleck, a massive brand. And I could be talking out of my whatever. But at some point in your career, you have to look at the whole picture. And I can only imagine what J-Lo and Ben thought when the public, the paparazzi, the brand of their own weren't meshing properly. You gotta take one for the team, also known as your career sometimes. And maybe there was that kind of seeped into their relationship. I feel it was a brand thing. I don't know what happened. But
you're saying she ran as fast as she ran from Puffy when that gun came out?
Dress and all, gone.
See ya.
Dress and all, I gotta go.
She was like, I did not sign up for court dates and stuff.
And went right to Mark Anthony.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, let's get to this story because I cannot wait to get your thoughts on this one. Cardi B is returning to the big screen, but this time, she's a leading lady. Cardi's playing a small town crook on the run in the comedy Assisted Living. This will be her first leading role after making her movie debut in 2019's Hustlers. So are we surprised to hear that Cardi booked a leading role?
Our leading lady herself.
Listen, I'm really happy that she's, you know, diving into other aspects. I know that ass will carry the story for sure. For sure. But listen, I heard that there's going to be prosthetics and other characters, and I think it's good to give everybody a chance, you know, but let's not forget that, you know, in my head, it's just going to be Cardi reciting lines. It's not going to be like an actor type of situation.
She might surprise you.
I don't know.
Well, the movie, you're right. So it's a heist that goes wrong, and then Cardi disguises herself as an elderly woman who goes with her, lives with her estranged grandmother in an assisted living facility. To me, the whole plot sounds like a great movie, and I worry sometimes. Listen, I'm excited to see Cardi B, but this sounds like such a great movie for like a Sandra Bullock or like a Melissa McCarthy.
Or me, honey.
Or me.
I could have done it.
And it's like, oh man, I really love the plot of this movie. I really hope Cardi doesn't mess it up.
But listen, you know Hollywood. People will put someone in a lead role in name only and then surround them with other actors who can really carry the movie. That's how some of these people have gotten their start. Tiffany Haddish always came on the scene as a supporting actor and took the whole movie to herself. So I think Hollywood will be smart. The only thing I'm worried about in this situation, and I hate to be shady, and I do not want to sound like I'm a hater.
I love shade.
I hope she can show up on time. I'm telling you,
ooh,
every time I've ever interviewed her, it's been 2, 3, 4 hours. If you have to get in prosthetics, if a production is waiting on you to get on set, time is money, money is time. You can't show up to a set 4 hours late and there won't be repercussions. I just don't want her to go in thinking that this is a music video and it's on her time and she can do whatever she wants.
But that's the thing, right? That's that star power that people are buying into. Mm. And with that star power, you get all that egotism of, I can do whatever I want when I want to.
But that's music.
That's music. No, in acting too, because you got a lot of actors out here thinking that I'm the star and they're late too. And,
really?
You know, showing up to set drunk and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You never know what can happen. I agree with you. You know, there's a part of Hollywood that looks at the numbers, that looks at the followers, that looks at the call log and says, oh, everybody loves them, let's put them in a movie. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you translate into that medium.
Yes.
You know, not all YouTubers can go here, not all actors can go YouTube, not all music can go here. We really have to kind of start sifting through it because, yes, I'm sure it'll open big, but she better perform in that movie somewhere.
She better sing.
You know, she better sing. She better rap.
She better rap somewhere at that nursing home. There's going to be a talent show for sure.
For sure there has to be a talent. I mean, and a montage.
Okay, you guys, coming up, are Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly taking things to the next level? What we just learned about their relationship. Plus, should you share your location with your partner? Raven's got some questions and a lot to say about this one. Don't go anywhere.
Everyone should share. I agree.
Don't you feel like she was just like, oh my God, this is not the dude for me. I got to go, Ben.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back in today's Pop of Love. Daily Show host Trevor Noah just dropped $27.5 million on a Bel Air mansion. It's 11,000 square feet, and now everyone is wondering if the girlfriend, Minka Kelly, is going to move in. A source tells us they've been together since last year, and they are very much in love. He's got all that room in that house. I don't see why she would not be just taking her room.
I don't think it's going to happen.
What?
No. I think Trevor Noah is a business guy. Like, he knows where his money should be. He films The Daily Show in New York 4 days a week. He's living in a $10 million pad over there. This is one of those things where he found an opportunity to get this home that was probably worth $50 million, but they couldn't get it off the market.
This
is an investment for him. They're not going to put anything in there because they know the minute they turn the lights on, it's $10,000.
It's okay because I have a room in there. I'll let you guys know how it is.
Right?
Oh, there's enough space. Yeah, I'm moving in. Tomorrow. It's actually really cool. It's a
squatter's
cool
right.
It's nice. It's right next to Roscoe's. We're good.
When I do that.
I like this couple. I'm rooting for them. I've liked them since I found out about them. I just feel like they make sense. I'm all about it. I feel like things are going to get serious quickly. I think they're going to get married soon. And I think that she's moving in, and I think she's going to be making that 27 point whatever, what is $5 million house. Into a home. I think she's going to be the
her
lady of the house.
Her toothbrush better be there.
Her toothbrush better be there.
It better be there.
You know what's so strange is, like, when you look at Minka Kelly's dating history, it's the bomb, and the guys are, like, legit, and Trevor Noah is such a catch. But there's that little legend, that urban legend, that the hottest girls are the craziest. And I often think that, you know, maybe she is one of those hot girls that are is super crazy, beautiful to look at, but hard to date, i.e. Carissa.
Well, I just appreciate you calling me hot. Go on.
But you know what I'm talking about. You know,
it's not an urban
legend.
I'll take
all of that as long as it starts with the hot.
It's truth. I've dated some people that are in that world, and I'm just like, you are absolutely out of your mind.
Right.
What is it? Is it just because you see the beauty and you don't know what to do with yourself anywhere else?
Yeah, Carissa, what
and
is
can
it?
You tell?
I don't know, because I don't see myself like that. I don't think I'm that crazy. I don't think I'm that crazy. I'm just a little bit crazy, but it's just a crazy enough to where to keep things interesting for a life.
Tom, you want to go ahead?
Oh, interesting.
And,
I like
go
that
ahead
word.
And comment on this, Tom.
Tom?
I'm not saying anything. I love Carissa.
You better watch your back. Okay. Do you want to know where your partner is all the time?
Yes.
Speaking of crazy, Raven.
Yes.
Most smartphones have a feature, of course, that allow you to do location sharing with somebody else. Some people think that this is very helpful and provides an extra level of security to make sure if anything happened to their loved one, they would know exactly where they were. Mm-hmm. Others find this very creepy and stalkerish. Where do you guys stand?
I stand high on the stick of please share your location. Listen, before I got married and I was dating someone else, I always was like, yeah, share location, let me know where you are. And then when we got in a fight, I'd turn it off. Just to be like,
just to piss it off.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But now that I'm married, I need it on all the time. Not because I'm worried about what you're doing. I have the trust, but it is a thing of I need to know just in case.
Okay.
Of, you know, safety purposes. Your phone goes off. Something happens. You broke down. I don't know. It's like a level of security.
How often do you check it?
Never. Because that's my part of the trust factor.
Yes. You never check it because you trust that person. But only
now if I get the notification that it's off, I'ma check it. And see what happens.
Yeah. You know
what
I mean? Listen, I think you get a pass because you're a celebrity. And honestly, there's some crazy people out there, okay? And you've probably been exposed to that being a celebrity for a very long time. And you know that. And you know that there's a risk factor whenever you're that famous. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you get a pass because there really is a security concern.
I don't know.
But what about the, I don't know.
I don't know. I put a tile on my man's keys the minute we start dating. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know you lose your keys all the time. This is just in case you lose it, you can log in. Meanwhile, I got all the passwords, and I've updated that thing about 1,000 times to make sure it's working properly. Mm-hmm. I don't think that you really, I think you can ask your partner whether or not you want to turn the location services on. And if your partner says, I truly don't feel comfortable with it, I think you have to kind of sort of accept it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Shannon would go for that. I think if I brought that up, he'd be like, girl, please. Like,
right?
I see you 19 hours of a 24-hour day. If I want to go to Ralph's, you know, let me go to Ralph's in peace.
But you have to also, if you're not going to turn the locations on, my head is, okay, but when I ask you, you have to give up that information readily. You know what I mean? Like, it can't be a,
oh, I was out.
I was out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then let me see.
Yeah, it's a little finicky. You're also in a lesbian relationship now, and I know how lesbians are.
We're crazy.
You're crazy.
We're crazy. Absolutely crazy. I need to know everything that's happening, and she's just as bad as me. But she's the one that likes public displays of affection.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm here, and she's like here. So we're really independent. We're very self-sufficient.
Totally.
I think this is great.
So happy we have that doctor here today.
Okay, up next, you guys, Jerry Springer is here, and we're going to be diving into some heated pop culture debates. This is going to be fun. We'll be right back.
I love Jerry Springer.
I do too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Joining us now is the man who raised us when we skipped school to watch his show. Please welcome Jerry Springer, star of Judge Jerry.
Thank you. Oh,
Jerry, we have the Daily Pop court set up for you today. We are going to be in session, and you are going to judge and tell us who wins these arguments. But first, Jerry, congrats on the new season of your show. How has it been?
Well, I've loved doing it. It's, I mean, it's probably the only job I ever had that I was trained for, you know, because I started out as a lawyer. This is great because they didn't trust me doing a show where they had chairs because people throw them. But the bench is too heavy to throw. So they expect to be a judge.
Oh, my God. Well, Jerry, it's judgment time here, and we need you to judge. We are going to actually put our Daily Pop court in session now, and we're going to give you three celebrity cases, okay? I'll present them, and then Raven and I will have 30 seconds to argue our side, and you will decide who wins.
Well, I can tell you ahead of time, Raven's going to win.
Oh, Jerry, no! Jerry, I love you, Jerry.
Jerry, hold on.
I love you, Jerry.
Before we go, before we start, do I need to get a new judge in here?
No,
okay.
Me first.
No, I'll be fair. I'll try to be fair.
You're always fair. It's okay. That final thought, Jerry, you're always fair.
Always fair. First up on the docket, Jerry, the Sex and the City cast versus former co-star Kim Cattrall. Kim won't be a part of the show. Raven, why did they need Kim? 30 seconds on the clock, go.
They need Kim because it's Sex and the City and she was in the original. Also, because she is the original Kruger, MILF, all of that, we need her. What number am I on? Third of all, she's amazing. It's going to be really hard to look at that cast and not actually be able to see the cast
left
that we grew up with. And also, she brings the sex. I mean, she was the one that was in the back. What are we going to see now?
Come Objection. On. She was not the only one having sex.
Well, the only one that I watched.
Oh. All right, okay. That was a good argument.
Thank you.
That was a good argument. All right.
Okay. Justin, I'll now hear from you.
All right. Jerry, Kim Cattrall was great. It's awesome. But we need change. We need diversity. This is a chance for HBO to hit us with a new cast member. Maybe a Gabrielle Union. Maybe a Kamora Lee Simmons. Spice it up a little bit. Get a black girl in there. I mean, look, anybody can have sex. We have three married women. She was in love with Smith. Somebody's got to get it in. Okay, and we've seen Samantha. She's hit it with everybody on the Upper West Side. So who else you going to sleep with?
You right.
And she wasn't trying to dip in the lady pool. We need some fluidity. Come on, some representation.
I was watching her.
Thank you. What, Jerry? Who won?
Who won, Jerry?
Okay. I think you could do it without her. However, if you did, it would be a different show.
So you're calling it for Raven?
Yeah, so I am finding, although I do believe they ought to mix it up so it isn't an all, frankly, I don't think it should be an all-white cast. So that is a bigger argument right now that the show ought to reflect what real life is like, particularly since they live in New York City. And if they live in New York City, it ought to be a cast that represents the multiculturalism of it. So therefore, even though my heart is with Raven, I have to give the argument to Justin.
Thank you. Okay, next up, we
have objection.
Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles versus the haters. Olivia and Jason Sudeikis split up in November. She's been spotted getting cozy with the one and only Harry Styles. No hate, but I am against this one. Give me 30 seconds. I'm going to let you know something.
All yours.
Anytime something starts in a workplace, it's all hot and heavy because it's new and it's bomb. But at the end of the day, once that movie wraps, is it really still new and bomb? I think it's going to get stale. I think also she's putting herself out there right after she broke up with Jason Sudeikis. That man is still heartbroken. They are co-parenting. I wouldn't want to see my ex running around with the hottest man in Hollywood for a jaunt. It would mess up our parenting skills and styles. So I just think she should just lay off of it and chill out for a minute and maybe like keep it on the DL.
Oh. okay, good luck keeping a relationship with Harry Styles on the DL while you're also out here in these streets. Listen, I'm all the way down for someone enjoying their younger man. Also, yes, she broke up with him, her ex, but who knows what was going on in that relationship to where her heart was separated from that situation from the beginning. And she found someone to cuddle and hold and sing her sweet nothings in her ear. And as she rubs her hands through his hair, she's happy and can parent better because of happiness. Let's not forget about the kids. They need the love, too.
Don't bring the kids in
here. You brought the
don't
kids
bring
in.
The kids
bring
in
the kids
too. Jerry.
Okay, on this one, I think basically it's pretty simple. I just think we should operate from the point that people can have a relationship, as long as it's legal, with anyone they want.
Oh.
And I don't think other people should be making judgments whether they should be together, how did they meet. In other words, that's no one else's business but theirs. Now, it may not turn out to be successful. I'm not saying they'll be together for the rest of their lives. I have no idea. And if they do break up, I certainly hope they call my old show. But in the meantime, I have to say, I have to go with Raven on this one because I think if they want to be together, there are no arguments against it.
Watermelon right, you know love for everybody, honey.
Jerry, thank you for your fairness. Thank you for babysitting us while we were 11 years old skipping school.
Thank you, Jerry. I love you, Jerry.
Jerry. You guys, check your local listings for this season of Judge Jerry. It's the biggest hit on daytime TV. Now, after the break, we're hanging with Regina King, and we have a big surprise for her that you do not want to miss. Then Anne Hathaway is talking again. What makes her nervous? You will not believe what she has to say. That and more coming up.
Jerry.
Thanks, guys.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. Unfortunately, we have to start our 60 seconds with some sad news. Saved by the Bell star Dustin Diamond is battling cancer. Dustin, who played Screech, is in a Florida hospital. His team confirms he has cancer and it is serious, but no other details have been released just yet. We are hoping for a speedy recovery for him. More star power is being brought in for next week's inauguration for Joe Biden. Eva Longoria and Kerry Washington will be part of the Celebrating America program. They'll introduce segments throughout the night, including some of the performances. And speaking of performances, we're going to get to hear John Legend and Bruce Springsteen sing as well. And the world's most expensive house is on the market. Have you guys been saving up? Okay, it's located in Bel Air, California. There are 21 bedrooms, 42 bathrooms. That's just enough, right? And it even has a full service salon. Fire up your Venmo account. The asking price is merely $350 million. Tom, you've got that, right?
Right here, front.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Well, that's your Hollywood Minute for today. All right, Regina King has won an Oscar for acting, but can she also win one for directing? There's been a ton of buzz about her new movie, One Night in Miami. Victor Cruz met up with Regina to talk about that, and he brought along a special surprise.
I didn't know it was Victor Cruz. Oh.
Thank you so much. That's love. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that is awesome. Look at you.
Now, I want to show you a clip. It's of you in 1993 when you were promoting Poetic Justice, and I'll just leave it at that.
I'm looking forward to starring roles now. And I'm hoping that this film will springboard me into those roles, much more positive, stronger roles. Maybe I can portray a positive, black woman.
Okay, I gotta cut it because I gotta get your. What do you think about when you see that footage?
Well, first of all, I look at my face and I see my son. Like, oh my gosh! Like, I feel like I'm looking at my son when he was like 13 years old, which is crazy.
That's all.
And I'm happy that my voice dropped.
Do you feel like the things that Regina was saying then, do you think that you fulfilled on those things now throughout your career?
I think so and beyond. I think that young lady that I'm looking at right now never saw that this couldn't have been a possibility. So, yeah.
Regina is making her movie directorial debut with One Night in Miami, which is about legends Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, Jim Brown, and Cassius Clay, a.k.a. Muhammad Ali.
Yes, yes, Cassius Marcellus Clay is the new heavyweight champion of the world.
How does it feel, first one out the gate? Talk to me about it.
It feels good. This was a story that I had never seen before. I've never seen four men that have things about them that remind me of all the men that I love in my life, black men that I love in my life, there on screen together. Seeing while they are icons, I saw them as men first.
Love her.
Me too.
So excited for her movie. Okay, so One Night in Miami is out now in select theaters and on Prime Video. And today is also Regina's 50th birthday.
Yes.
I thought she was 32. She look about 27.
She is warm.
She's got some secret sauce in there. Happy birthday, Regina. Okay, after 20 years in the spotlight, Anne Hathaway still gets nervous about making public appearances. She is promoting her new HBO Max film, Locked Down, and took to Instagram to show off her first case of the 2021 talk show hives. Wow.
Wow.
Okay. I'm surprised she gets that nervous.
I'm not really that surprised. I think Anne Hathaway knows that every time she opens her mouth, no matter what she says, someone is going to criticize her. Yeah. I mean, look, even on this show yesterday, she said, oh, my real name is Annie. We were like, oh, what are you doing?
Meanwhile,
we let, you know, Sean Diddy, Puffy, Puff Daddy, Puffy Love, like, you know, we let him go through seven names and not say a word. But I just feel like Anne Hathaway has PTSD from the media because everyone wants to beat her up.
Yeah.
Because it's fun, actually.
So, Raven, you've obviously been doing interviews all your life. Yeah. Do you get nervous at all?
Only time I get nervous is when I have to, like, accept an award and there's no speech written. I don't know who to thank first.
Yeah.
And if I forget anybody, that they're going to be mad at me after. But no, I don't get nervous like that anymore. I think there's, like, you know, I'm used to this, you know, in that sense. I don't really understand her nervousness. Those hives, though, I got an ointment for it, girl. I get hives, you know, when I have to tell somebody the truth in a relationship. The truth gives me hives, just on an overall.
Let me ask you a question. Is there ever a topic, you know, as a celebrity that you feel uncomfortable talking about? Or was there something you felt uncomfortable talking about in your teenage or early years?
Yeah, for sure. I never spoke about, you know, my sexual relationships. I never spoke about my sexuality. I never speak about my family. And it didn't give me hives. I just know how to pivot the conversation in a way to where I'll make you laugh even though I'm giving you shade.
Right.
And I feel like that's an art as well.
For sure.
That took time to learn how to do.
But it's also weird because I feel like a lot of people in Hollywood use their relationships as currency in ways to come up on the ladder. Was there ever any blowback from your people to be like, no, we need you to talk about the fact that maybe you and Lil Bow Wow might be hooking up, but let's not say you're hooking up.
Listen, I love Bow, but he's like my little brother. I could never, wrong person, that's so bad.
But
I understand what you're saying. Yes, there's always been that pressure, not even from people, just from my own mind. Like, people call it dating up. I've been in situations and friends with females, and I'm like, are you really dating this person? Yes. Yes, honey, because he has this job and this job, and he said he's gonna put me on this show, and I'm like,
they do it.
Ew.
And they talk about it.
And they talk about it, and it's a journey for them. And here I am, like, I want somebody who's not in the industry, who doesn't tell my business, who knows, and I can tell my family life too, and they not use me like my life has been used this whole entire time.
It's creepy.
It's a journey though.
Yeah,
and it works.
I think there's
people.
A difference though, but I get it. You see your peers like
doing
it, blowing up, and you're like, well, shoot, maybe I should have just married that other person. No, you did good. Okay, we gotta go to the break. Still ahead, how soon should you start dating after a split, and how do you make things work when you have nothing in common? Relationship expert Diane Valentine is here. She's gonna help sort us through all of that. Stick around.
People are trifling.
They're very trifling, and I was there for it. Shipped someone.
Here with us live now on Skype is relationship expert Diane Valentine. Welcome back to the show.
So good morning. Good morning.
Okay, we're gonna.
Diane, you giving me all kinds of vibes this morning.
I know, I love it.
You know.
No hateration, honey.
I am a girl from Oakland.
All right, let's jump right in. Jane Seymour recently opened up about her 4 divorces. She says it was a lack of communication that killed her relationships, and her husband's all left her for other people. Aww. Mm. So, Diane, why do you think people sometimes bail on relationships rather than working through their issues?
I think that there are just far too many options in the world. So it's so easy to just be like, oh, I'm done. I don't want to deal with this. Let me move on to something bigger, brighter, younger, wealthier, whatever the issue is. But let me tell you, the 80-20 rule is Bible. Any relationship that you're in is going to give you about 80% of what you want and what you need. But too oftentimes, we attack the gap. We attack what's missing. And we will leave a good 80% relationship for the 20% we are missing, only to discover we were better off before we started.
Preach!
Okay, that's I didn't even think about that.
I think I don't need to ever go to counseling again. I think I got
it.
I think you should probably go.
Appreciate your husband.
I love that. Okay, Raven, you've got a good one.
Yeah, so earlier we talked about cell phones and location services, and there's always this conversation that comes up in my relationship about the cell phone. Like, she knows my password. I actually give her the face screen, but like, am I in the wrong for feeling kind of protective of my phone, or should I just release that feeling? Should I just let my partner use my phone and not say anything about it, or should I keep it to myself?
That's a good question.
You know, that's a really good question. And I have to say that I am a very independent woman and an independent person and an independent thinker. And I feel like what's mine is mine. And it's okay for me to have what's mine, my phone, my friends, you know, it's okay. I don't feel the need to share everything with my husband, and I certainly don't feel the need to give him the password to my phone. But he's also never asked for it. So I think part of that is not necessarily an insecurity, but it might be, you know, the desire for your wife to stay connected to you in more ways than one.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of ways, all of the ways.
Don't go anywhere.
You know, you can never have too much of a good thing.
You're right, 80-20. I live by that rule. I learned that from Chris Rock's movie, okay? 80-20. That's real.
I like that. Diane, let me ask you this question. Not that it's happening in my relationship because I don't have a relationship, but I know a lot of couples go through dry spells. At what point is it become an issue where you need to talk about it? Because I feel people get so comfortable. They're like, yeah, we hadn't had sex in 2 months or 3 months or 4 months. And it's like, I don't think you should be comfortable with that. But again, I'm not married. I don't have kids. When is there an issue and when should you have that conversation?
You should have the conversation immediately. Anything that is not sinking and not doesn't feel good in a relationship is only going to build and fester and will become a much bigger issue. You cannot have any better relationship advice than having open communication about sex, about what you like, about what you don't like, about how often you like it, when you don't want to be bothered. You have to be honest, because that is the only way you're going to live happily ever after, is you have to be willing to tell each other the truth. Even when the truth hurts.
And I feel like sometimes there's like this pressure of having sex all the time.
Yeah.
And it's not necessary. You have to have it when your body needs it. Don't let the world pressure you.
That's the problem.
You know what?
Because people be lying. Women be like, oh yeah, we drip 5 days a week. And it's like, no, you don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
No, you don't. You lie, sis. You're not hitting it 5 days a week. Stop telling your girlfriends you're hitting it 5 days a week, because they're going to get in their minds
that they should
that
be.
They should be hitting it 5 days a week.
Yes.
Yeah. But totally. Lady is a lie. She's not a freak 7 days a week.
I agree with that. Thank you so much, Diane. Thank you for joining us, you guys. Her book, Going the Distance for Love, is out now. If you want to check it out, you can pull out your phone and scan that QR code at the bottom of your screen. It'll take you to E! Online for more info. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Same to you. All right, coming up, J-Lo's fur vest. Is it fashion or fail? We're debating some wild celeb looks. Next. You know we love fashion here on Daily Pop, but you know, sometimes celebs just don't get it right. We're gonna weigh in on some wild looks in a new segment we're calling Fashion or Fail. First up, our girl J-Lo. How we feel about this fur vest? Was it a fashion or a fail.
Is it real?
How cold was it?
Is it real?
She looks pretty cold. She got sweatpants. Maybe it's in New York. I think it's...
I'm going to go with fail just in case it's real, because yeah, I don't want y'all to come for my ass.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think she's going to be real for her.
I do love the look if it's faux.
You know, it matches.
Right. You're not feeling it?
No, actually, I love it. I love the fur fake. I love the jumpsuit. And she looks cold. I mean, swaggy. She'd probably wear that with just a bathing suit underneath it on stage.
And
she
would
probably
kill it.
And would kill it.
Yeah. All right. I'm lukewarm about it. I'm going to go lean towards fail. Okay. Up next, we have supermodel Bella Hadid, because it probably costs a ton.
Yeah.
Her style is always unique, but what are your thoughts about these Playboy pants?
I'm going to go with fail. I feel like when somebody is a certain size, they think that they can wear anything and it's fashion, because everyone says, oh my God, she's killing it, slay it, fashion. But
when I'm feeling really skinny, I'm like that.
Right, yeah. That's a fail for me.
I'm like, I can wear anything. I'm skinny today.
That's a fail for me too, just because I'm not a fan of that print with that sweater. I think that if the sweater had actually more pattern to it,
yes,
it would work.
Yes.
But it's so solid on top, so busy on bottom, and the feet are blending into that. Like, give me a little mustard shoe. Mm-hmm. Let me showcase the pant as the main wallpaper.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't know. And if you're gonna do it, honey, get the mask to match.
I love it. I love it. Okay, I'm with you guys both. Okay, recently our fashion expert told us flared jeans are back. So look who we spotted in this trend way back in 2003.
You guys, we don't have to talk. This is 2003 though.
No. That was January 3rd, they said. Correction, that was January 3rd going into Ralph's. First of all, it's a fail for me because she didn't wear a mask in the store. But I'm living for this. I love this.
Let me tell you about these Parasuco pants that were all the rage. Super, super on high end. Handmade, repurposed. Wow. And you just gotta have a white button down every now and then. Now, my fail are those little scrawny, ratchet-ass braids. Let's talk about them. I have a problem with it and the eyebrows.
I think you look cute. I like it. All right. After the break, Bindi Irwin's heartwarming tribute to her parents. We are talking about that and other Feel Good Fridays when we come back.
Y'all really did that.
I had my Ravenback look when I was like, I got a flashback to that.
I'm so happy.
It's Feel Good Friday, and no one is feeling as good as Bindi Irwin. Well, she may be feeling a little tired. She is in her third trimester of pregnancy, but this was a very cute tribute she had with her parents. So Bindi posted this picture and wrote, recreating a very special moment, third trimester love. She followed it up with a shot of her with her parents back when her mom was pregnant with her brother, Robert.
Am I the only one that thinks that this is the longest pregnancy in world history? Like, I feel like she's like Joe Swanson's wife on Family Guy, and she's been pregnant for 4 seasons. I don't know why. I feel like before COVID, we talked about it. We like interviewed her about it. We're still in COVID. It's almost coming up on a year in the pandemic, and she's still pregnant.
Well, well, it's probably because we were just so excited for them to have babies.
She's doing a long rollout.
Yes.
Doing a real long rollout.
A slow cook.
Well, it could happen any day now. Wish you best of luck, girl. Okay. Healthcare workers have had an impossible year, and Post Malone is thanking them with some impossible-to-find shoes. He teamed up with the nonprofit Musicians on Call to donate 10,000 pairs of his sold-out Crocs to 70 hospitals across the country.
That's what I'm talking about. I want some Crocs. Post Malone.
Yeah, me too.
Let me get some of the Crocs. Put your tattoo on them, on my Crocs, too.
I don't want no Crocs, Post Malone.
You know,
sorry to this man.
I was just asking them, like, are they as comfortable as everyone says? Because I've never had a pair. Do I need a pair?
You do need a pair.
Don't do it.
Do it.
Once you do it, you're stuck.
Do
it. You're going to be like, I need the back ones. Oh, I need the blue ones. I need these. You're going, no.
It's Corona. Just wear them in the house. Make sure you have your nice shoes by the door. They're the best. Put them in the back of your car. My grandma calls them sit and tips. Just tip in, sit down, and put your Crocs on. Okay?
Okay. I love it. Raven, thanks for being here.
I love you guys. This is fantastic.
Please come back.
I might put my weave in next time. So don't ask me back.
I like it just like that. All right, you guys. Next week on Daily Pop, there's a lot of drama happening. So make sure you tune in. Have a good weekend. Bye.
You should come back.
I would love to come back.
Come sit here for 3 months while Morgan's gone.